Now the Gemara says, Tanya, we learned, Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer, V'chi mipnei she'ochal zer tatima bosar, this poor son, all he did is, he's good, he stole money from his father, and he bought a pound and a half of meat, so he ate a pound and a half of meat. And he drank a half of a lug, two cups of wine he drank. The geshmak, a good wine of a talki that you get addicted to. Is that the reason why you should die? Is that the reason why we should take him and have him skila to kill him? Ella, rather, the svar is, the Torah thought in and saw the future, what's going to happen to this son, that if he stays alive, that shesoif migame nichsiyaviv. What does he do? He goes home and takes the money out of his father's pocket. But there'll come a time the father's going to have no more money in his pocket. He's going to finish up all his father's money. Shesoif migame nichsiyaviv. Rashi says, mechala. He'll end up, he'll use up all his father's money. Or mevakesh limudai. And he's going to be used to, he's addicted already to the drinking and to the eating. So he's still going to need money to buy his food and his drinks. So what is he going to do? V'yena maitza. Back at home, he can't find any more money there. So the yaitz leprash leprashas rochem will go out to the highway and he'll start umalastim esabrius. He'll start to kill people. He'll start to rob from people. And you know, once you start to rob, if people don't pay you, you'll kill them. So Omritur, the Torah says, Yomozakai, let's kill this boy right now when he's still a zakai. He didn't rob from other people yet. He didn't kill anybody yet. And V'al Yomizchayiv, do not let him live too long, that maybe he'll end up doing harmful things that he'll really be Chayiv Misa. Then it's some explains that the Mishnah says, She Misoson Shel Rishoyim HaNolehem. As the Dugma is that when a Rosha dies, it stops him from doing the bad, that's good for him. He won't be able to do any more Ra. That's the Slav of Ben Saramara. Let's kill him now, it'll be good for him that he won't be able to do more Ra. And V'hanolehem, it's good for the world. If the world has no more Ra, it's good for us. When a tzaddik dies, ra'lehem, it's bad for them, they're cut off, they can't do any more mitzvahs. For ra'lehem, it's bad for us, we don't have their protection. Shino v'yayin l'rishoyim, when a rosha drinks, or when he goes to sleep, ha'nolehem, it's good for him, he stays out of trouble. For ha'nolehem, it's good for the world, we have no bad from them. L'tzaddikim, when a tzaddik goes to sleep or drinks, ra'lehem, it's bad for them, they're out of commission, they can't do their mitzvahs. For ra'lehem, it's bad for the world, we don't have their protection. Sheket the Rishoyim, when it's easy and peaceful for the Rishoyim, Ralehem, it's bad for them, they'll just use up that opportunity to do more wicked. V'Ralehem, it's bad for us, we'll only have worse things. Well, the Tzadikim though, Hanolehem, it's good for them when they have peaceful, easy times, they'll do more mitzvahs, they'll learn more, V'Hanolehem, we'll receive much more from them when they have it easy. Pizil Rishoyim, when the Rishoyim are spread out, they can't have their meetings together. Hanolehem, it's good for them, they can't decide to do so much bad. The Hanolehem, it's good for us. Well, the Tzadikim, when Tzadikim have us spread out, they can't meet together. Ralehem, it's bad for them, they can't help out one another, they can't be mechazik one another. For Ralehem, it's bad for the world, we don't have the chizik we should receive from the Tzadikim. Kofon, that's the Yisod of a Ben Sarah Murr, that we kill him now, Yomuz Zaka, V'yal Yomuz Achayif. Now the Mishnah says, Habo b'machteres. Somebody's starting to break into your house. And the normal way is at that time, is that they used to dig under the front door, or under the gate. Habo b'machteres, he would dig under the gate, under the fence, to come inside your house. And you catch him in the middle of the night, you hear somebody digging away under your door, and you catch him there. The Torah says that you have a right to kill him. That if you see somebody digging under your front door trying to come in and steal, the Torah says you have a right to kill him. Why? What did he do so bad so far that you have a right to kill him? So again, it's a throw. The Torah looks into Seif Daitoi. Nidin al Shem Seif, what his intentions are to do. That means to say like this. In other words, what he is doing, he's coming into the house to rob. Now he knows that the owner, if he meets him, will start and protect himself. So he's ready to kill the owner. So it comes out he's coming to kill the owner. He's a roideth. Therefore the owner has the right to protect himself and kill the person first. Let's say somebody is breaking in, coming through underneath the door. And while he's coming in, he also breaks the barrel there. So it depends. So it means if the person is not chayiv misa, yesh adam means he has some value left to him. Let's say a father is coming in, breaking in by his son. So that's a svara that a father will not come to kill his son. Therefore, the son has no right to kill his father. Therefore, the father is still called like yesh adamim. He has life to him. Therefore, in other words, he has no chayiv misa. Therefore, chayiv. Now that he's a mazik, he broke the chavius, the barrel of wine, he has to pay for it. Adam mud li'erlam, an adam is a mud, he has to pay for it. But a main loy dam, if he has no blood left, means that he's a different person, that the owner has a right to kill him. So it comes out at the time when he's coming through the door, he has like a chiv misa upon him. The owner has the right to kill him. So it's considered like there's a chiv misa upon the person, therefore potter. If he breaks the barrel at that time when he's entering underneath the door, since he has a chiv misa then, we say the famous klal of, kom lei b'derabi minei. He has like two punishments upon him now. He has the punishment of misa, the fact that he's ma'boba ma'teres, he's digging under the front door. The owner has the right to kill him. And at the same time, he's breaking the owner's barrel. He's like a mazik. He should have a chiyuv to pay money. That's the klal. Chom lev the rab minei. He only receives the chomadik punishment of being able to be killed. And for the money, he's put. Omar Rava, Rava says like this. My time at the machteres, what's the reason? Why does the Torah say that if you see somebody breaking in your front door, or the Loshna Gemara is, the Torah is, he's digging under the front door, he's digging in. If you see him digging in, you have a right to kill him. What's the reason? Because Chazaka, there's a Chazaka here, we know for sure that Ein Odom Maimit Atzmal Al Amaynay. The owner of the house, when you see somebody breaking in, you're not going to just go back to sleep or turn around. You're going to try and protect yourself. You're going to do something to protect yourself. Fahai, now the Ganav coming in, Meimaram, he says to himself, listen, Iazilno, if I go do this omission of going and stealing from him, breaking into his house, currently, I'm ready, I'm prepared to know that the owner's going to come against me and attack me back. And he's not going to let me just go and take away his money. He's not going to be a person to say, okay, come in, the house is open. Therefore, the ganav has to be prepared that if the owner is going to resist and come against me, I'm prepared to kill the owner. So it comes out that this ganav now that's breaking through the door is really coming to kill the owner. Therefore, the Atarium, the Torah gives you a heter and says, listen, in Bor Lahorcha, if somebody is a roidif coming to kill you, Hashke Lahorgoi, you have a right, Chayecha Koidman, you have a right to self-defense, you have a right to kill him. Before somebody's about to kill you, you have a right to kill him. So that's the svar of a Baba Machteris, that the Baba Machteris is called a roidif. Since he's called a roidif, you have a right for self-protection to kill him. And therefore, it's considered like he has a chiyuv misa upon him. And therefore, if he breaks something, if he's a mazik, we say kol lebed rab minei, he's potter for paying it back. Now, Omar Rav, Rav says a big chiddush. Omar Rav, habor b'machteres. This ganav that's digging under the front door, and while he's digging in, he breaks all the plants there, or even takes something. He sees a nice plant there, and he grabs it. He takes it. V'notal kelim v'yotza, and he takes kelim, and he leaves. That's it. He's in the middle of digging through, and all of a sudden he hears the way the owner woke up, and the owner's there screaming, who's there? So he gets nervous, and he runs out, and while he runs out, he takes some kelim, he takes some valuable things he sees there. So Rav holds potter, even though the ganav has the valuable things, took the watch, he has it in his hand, he's potter from paying back. My time, what's the reason? V'domim kelinu. He holds a svar of kom lebed rabminei. Listen, at the time when I stole, when I took that watch, the owner could have killed me then. So it's sort of like a havachi of misa then. But since havachi of misa, I say, come live with the rabbinay, you do not have to pay back the chayfetz. So the chiddush, even though the chayfetz is ben, you have the watch in your hand, still you're potter from paying it back. It's called bedomin kaninhu. You are currently, you acquire it through the blood of your life, that your life could have been taken away. No, I don't think so. No. My Rav says though, Mistavra Milsa, the Rav, when does it make sense? What Rav says, Kisha Shiver, only if the ganav now broke that watch. He broke the chair. So now it's a question, do I have to pay back money or not? Till it's Nayu, it's not around anymore. So now it's a question of money, do I have to pay back money? Then we say, come later, Rav Minei. Yeah. For it's money, to make him pay back money, that's come later, Rav Minei. to make him have a chiyah to pay back money, that we say no. Since you had a chiyah mis at that time, money you don't have to pay. I will not tell, but if you just took it and you have it still, loy. Rava says that does not make sense, Rav. Rav's halacha does not make sense then. Since for mice it's still ben, still belongs to the original person, to the nigna, it belongs to him, you have to return it. What business do you have keeping somebody else's chayfetz? Come with the rabbinay does not let you keep somebody else's chayfetz. It's only a p'tur that if you have to pay back money, since you had a chiyuv mitzvah then, you're potter for paying back money. But to keep the actual chayfetz, that you have no right. Since the machlokes Rav and Rav, we hold like Rav here, that you do not have a right to keep the chayfetz. But the Gemara says, well, akim, like Lush and Shvua, you should know, Omar Rav, afilu notel. No, that Rav himself said it, Rav holds, even though the Ganef still has the chayfetz, what he stole, he still has that watch, still has that vase, he has the right to keep it, he does not have to return it. Afilu notel. Why? Do yesh loy domin, because listen, when he was coming in, he could have been killed then. He has domin, he has like a chiv mis upon him. Venensu, chayef, like, no, the opposite way. So a yesh le'domim, in a case when the person coming in, the ganef, is not supposed to be killed. Now, let's say a father is coming in to steal a son, by the son. Then the son has no right to kill the father. That's called yesh le'domim. That the father still has his life in his hand. Therefore, chayiv. If he stole something, he's chayiv to pay back. V'nenso, let's say after he stole it, the noinus happened, he lost it. The locher is still chayiv. He has to return the value of the chayfetz. If you're a ganef, even though it's nensu later, you lost it by noinus, a big wind, a storm came and destroyed it, you're chayef, you have to pay back. Alma, what do we see? Brishus say kaime, that it's still brishus of the first person. That's why you chayef b'yoinsin. In other words, it's not really yours 100%. It still belongs to the first person. Therefore, even though you're an onus, still you have to pay for it. If so, I'll tell you, hochinam here also. When you stole the vase, is brishus kaime, it still belongs to the first owner. Therefore, kol zaman it's ben, you have to return it. So there's no swara that you can keep it. The Gemara says v'lohi. I say this is not a good proof. V'lohi. That kiyuk marachmona. No, this is opposite. This is what Rav is bringing the proof. That you see what? That in the case where you stole it and you're not chayiv misa, v'nensu, you're chayiv, you have to return it back. Alma, what do we see? Brishus akim of the opposite. Brishus akim means it's in the ganas rishus. Like once you stole it, like it's in your rishus, it belongs to you. And still there's a chiyah for you to pay back money. So therefore, even though you're a nensu, so what? It's yours already. Still you have to pay back the money. So hachinam here also. Brishus akim. When you steal something, it becomes brishus of the ganas. So it's only a pshat, you have a chiyuv to return it. Now here, Rav holds that since you're chayiv misa, we say, come with the Rav Minei, you're potter from paying back. So that's Rav's svara. The Gemara says, v'lohi, it's not true, it's not right. Why? Kiyuk marachmona b'shusay, when do we say if you steal something, that the Torah puts the chayfetz, the vase, in the rishus of the ganef, that even if he loses it, b'yoinis, he has to pay back, it's not really the ganef, he does not really own it. The Torah only said it's in your possession, linyan einsin, that if something happens to it, even if a storm comes and ruins it by oinus, still you're chayef to return it. Av linyan mikno, but do you want to tell me that the ganef should really be kainu, that it should belong to the ganef? That no. Av linyan mikno, does the ganef really own it? Brishusa de Mariah kaimi, no, it still belongs to the original owner. The nigzal, he still owns it, it still belongs to him. Therefore here, that you still have it, of course you have to return it. That's Rava Svara. Midi deheve ashoil. The same way if you're a shoimer, that you're a shoil. If you borrow something from your friend, that the locker is, that you're chayiv b'yoinsin. If you borrow something, you don't pay for it, you just borrow it, and then an oinus happens, a storm comes and breaks the vase, you have to return it. Why? Because it's your rishus. When you take it, kol ha'noshalai, it becomes in your rishus. But not that it's really yours, that you have a right to keep it. It's only in your rishus for the chiyuv einsin, that no matter what happens to it, you're responsible to see it comes back to the owner. But who really owns it? Owns it? The owner, the original owner. See, also that's Rav Svara, that if the ganav comes into the house through underneath the front door, and he takes the vase, as long as he has the vase, he has to return the vase. That much does not belong to him, still the onus. This is not a p'tur kumla of the rab minei. You don't have a chiyuv to pay back. It's the onus. It's his. He has the right to take it back. That's where we hold.
Why you are
emphasizing or what? Just like this. Tanam wrote in our Mishnah, if the ganes comes underneath the fence, boba machteres, the shibres achoyis. When he comes in, he breaks the barrel. So it depends. Yesh le'donim, if he's a father, that will not be killed. He still has his own blood. He's still alive. Chayiv. Then he's a mazik. He has to pay for it. Ein le'dom, if he doesn't have dom, means he's supposed to be killed. He has that the owner has a right to kill him. Then potter. If the ganef now broke something, we say come with the rabbi and he's potter. Now time, what's the reason why he's potter? Mashmona the shiver, because he broke the barrel. The ein le'dom and potter. That if he's a person that should have been killed, so then we say come with the rabbi and he's potter from paying back. Mashmona because he broke the barrel. Ha notal. Mashmona if he took the barrel and he still has it. Loish. Like, then he doesn't have to. Then he has to return it. So across the cash and route, you see clearly. Hod notal. If he just took the barrel, then he has to return it. Sumar says no. Sumar says maybe no. There's no proof in our Mishnah. There's no cash and route. I mean, who adin really could be the same Allah would apply the afilu notonami. Even if the ganef, when he's above a machteris, would just take the vase, not that he broke it, maybe it would also be possible according to Rav. Vode katoni shovar esachovis. What does the Mishnah say that the ganef broke the vase? Kamashpur comes to teach us that the chiyesh le'domin, where it's a father coming into his son's house, that the father, that the son has no right to kill his father, here the chiddush is. Afar gav the shibur, even though he broke the vase, the ganef broke it, nami chayif. Not only if he still has the vase, does he have to return it, but even if he broke it, he has to pay. So what kind of chiddush is that? Trita, maziku, he's a regular mazik. When the father comes in and breaks something, the father has to pay for it. What's the chiddush you want to tell me? The afilu shladik avana. The father had no intentions of breaking the vase. He had intentions of breaking into the house. He didn't realize there was something there that he broke. So again, my kamashim, what do you want to teach me then? That the klal of odam muad li'erlam. That a person is a muad li'erlam. He has no answer. I didn't realize it. You're a muad. Whatever, any damage you do, you're chayif for. It's only a machlekes to show me if you're a nonis gomer, are you potter a machlekes. But if you're not an honest gomer, you're chayif. So Tanina, we learned this already once. We learned the Gemara in Baba Kama. Adam muad li'erlam. A damage that a person does, he's chayif. Bein b'shoyge, bein b'mezid. Bein b'yonis, bein b'rotzen. No matter what he does it, he's chayif. So what's the chiddush of our Mishnah over here? So where it says kashia. Kashia means it's a question upon Rav. The famous Rashi says, you know, kashia masnisin l'trusa libidi Rav. Or mikol mokim ishno tiyufta lehevei. It's not a tiyufta. We don't slug him up. We don't throw him out. The law of the head you could turn you are not a chayiv. We could give a doich answer here. Right, that's the difference between a kushya and a tiyufta. When the Gemara says kushya, that means it's a good question. But you're not, you know, slugged up. You're not finished with. You could give yourself some type of an answer. When the Gemara says tiyufta, that means we throw you out. You're finished. So it's a kashya and Rav. Right, the Gemara says, Mosiv Rav Beivoy Barabaya. It says, Alocha HaGoynif Kis B'Shabbis, if somebody steals a wallet on Shabbos, so Chayiv, normal case of stealing is, you pick up the wallet, so you make a Kinyan Geneva by picking it up, and then you walk outside to Rishus Rabim, your first Chayiv Misa for the Yitzor later on. So we say, you Chayiv to pay back the money, Sherei Nizchayiv B'Geneva Koydim Shiovel the Yitzor Shabbos. Because first, when you picked up the wallet in the owner's house, you chayiv geneva, you chayiv to pay back the money, and the chayiv misa for carrying first comes out later. First comes later. What's going to be though? Hoya megara v'yotze. You did not pick up this wallet. It was like you're stealing a vlis there that you're schlepping along the vlis. You're megara, you're schlepping, you're dragging it along. So you didn't pick it up yet. You did not make a kinyan hakbor yet. V'yotze, and you take it out to Rishus Rabim, and over there you first make the kinyan. So it comes out that you're potter. Why? You took it out into the Rishus Rabim the same time when you're making the Kinyan Geneva, so both come the same time, it's come like the Rav Minei. For Yilkasa, it comes Mashiach, where you take it out of the owner's house. In the owner's house, you don't have a Kinyan Mashiach. You have to first take it out of his house. So you take it out into the Rishus Rabim, that's when you have your Kinyan, that's when you have the Kinyan. So they come the same time.
Yeah. So if you have a fee, shank, and both of them,
So Rashi says, what's the question here? That you see, Kamlai helps even when the chafetz is bent. Here it says you stole the kiss, right? You stole the wallet. Now, question is, you still have the wallet in your hand. And still it says, since at the same time when you have the kinyan geneva, you have a chiyah for Shabbos, you're potter from returning the wallet. So it's a proof to Rav. You see, even though you have the wallet, you have the money in your hand, you're potter from paying back, since you say, come with the rabbinate. So Mar says, no. The Yukos of Shan, that Mishnah over there in Ksubis and Yivamis, Shan over there is the Shadina bin Hara. We're talking about when later the Ganef threw the wallet into the river. So he doesn't have it anymore. Now it's a question of, does he have to pay back or not? On that we say, come live the Rabbinai, he's potter from paying back. Mar says, no. Rova ignavlei dichri b'machtarta. Rova, somebody broke into his house, and they stole something there. Russian Ilum, they stole his rims. And hadrinon alei, later on the owner, the Ganef, came back to Ditshuva, and he wants to return it to Rava, even though he was above an achteris, he had a chiv mis at that time. The Khuri held like Rava to say that since the chayfet is ben, he still has the rims, he has to return it. But Rava himself, like Kiblinu, Rava as his chassidus, did not want to accept it. Omri said like this, Rava, Hoyel v'nofak mipumi de Rav. Since Rav, the tzaddik Rav, said his statement that when a Baba Machteris takes something, even though he still has it, he's potter from returning it, so Rav did not want to accept it. Even though Rav himself holds that I'm supposed to accept it, that the Ganef calls the man, the Chayfet is then, is here, he has to return it. But Rav did not want to accept it since Rav said that the Ganef would be potter. Tana Rabba, look like this. The Pasuk says, Yigdash in two ways. The Pasuk says, Ein loy domin. That's the end of the first Pasuk. Then it says, In Zorach Hashemis Olav, Shein loy domin. Yesh loy domin. So first, if we make a hekesh, it says first, Ein loy domin. That means, you're allowed to kill the person. He has no more blood left in him. He's allowed to be killed. When? Only in Zorach Hashemis Olav, if the sun is shining upon him. Where's the question? Does the sun only shine upon this person? Could he have been? He's above the terrace. He's under the tunnel now. There's no sun there. But a kofon, does the sun only shine upon him? So what does the pasuk mean? El, the pasuk means like this. In if to you it's clear, kishemis like the sun, that this person coming in is not your friend. He's not your dear friend. He doesn't have peace with you. Then you have a right to kill him. But if it's not clear to you that he's not your friend, then you have no right to kill him. That's one drasha. Tani the chudam like this. The end of the pasuk is in Zorcha Shemer Shalov Domim Loi. That if it's clear to you, then Domim Loi, then the person still has his life. Do not kill him. What does that mean to say? Again, the Chiyah Shemer Shalov Bavad, the sun only shine upon him. Zorcha. Ela the pasuk means like this. In Boru Lecho Kishemesh, if it's clear to you like the sun. Like he's your father, he has peace with you, he will not come to kill you. In such a case, this gun, if you have no right to kill, but if it's not clear to you that he won't kill you, if you have a doubt, then you have a right to kill him. In one place, if you have a doubt whether he'll kill you or not, you're not allowed to kill him. And the same as Mashma, no, if you have a doubt, you are allowed to kill him. So it's a stira. So Mar says, Lakash, there's no stira. The pasuk means like this. In bi'av ala ben, if the father is the one that's coming in, robbing the son, then for sure the father will not kill the son, then you have no right to kill him. Unless you know for sure that the father is angry with the son, and maybe will kill the son. But if you have a doubt, in this case, even with a doubt, you have no right to kill your father. Kan b'ben ala. But if a son comes still from a father, there we do not say the son has that much rachmonis.